Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the beloved Rudolph Rimmel operetta, The Vagabond King, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Mimi Benzel. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going back to Paris of Louis the 11th tonight, where I shall be that improbable vagabond, François Villon. And Mimi Benzel is the lovely Catherine. So come along to that haunt of thieves and poets, to the colorful, wicked rendezvous of old Paris town, the Fur Cone Tavern. Fellow thieves, who is the cleverest man in all Paris?
Villon!
And who is the best lover in all of France?
Villon!
And the most brilliant poet of our century?
Villon!
What does this clever fellow Villon have to say about the Duke of Burgundy? My exact words.
Come all you beggars of Paris town, you lousy rabble of low degree.
You rabble of low degree.
We'll spare King Louis to keep his crown and save our city from Burgundy.
Our city from Burgundy.
You and I are good for nothing but to die. And die for liberty. Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you serve tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy? Onward, onward, swords against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us. Fall down, down with Burgundy.
Sons of toil and danger, will you serve a stranger and bow down to Burgundy? Sons of shame and sorrow, will you cheer tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy?
Against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Sons of France around us, break the chain that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy.
So, Master Villon, you're a patriot loyal to your king.
No, stranger, but I hate the Duke of Burgundy. He would not be pounding at the gates of our city if we didn't have a nincompoop on the throne.
Oh, so you think your king's a nincompoop, do you?
Yes.
No doubt you could do better if you were king, eh?
I could.
Oh, François, enough of kings and dukes. If you get a kiss.
No, you get no more kisses.
This is not François Villon.
A new François Villon. A singer of songs with the stars for my candles and roses for my playthings you get. And though I've been a thief and a scoundrel, it's possible for such a one to fall in love.
No, François, I don't believe it.
2 days ago, Higuette, I saw a face, the most beautiful I have ever seen. She was going into the cathedral, but she paused for a moment as if she were listening to words her heart was speaking.
One day you will see me and find me.
Remind me of a dream that is cool.
friends, I found out her name. Catherine de Vaucel, the very flower of His Majesty's court. So I sent her a rhyme. The love song of a thief.
Do you think, Master Villon, she will come to your whistle like a bird to the lure?
Sir, this is the madness of a minstrel. But a man is permitted to dream.
Someday I will seek you and find you. Someday of the days that shall be. Surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. Someday when the winter is over, flush of the spring,
my soul shall discover
the soul born for her lover, the man with the
Villon.
What is it, Tabari?
A lovely lady waits for you in the anteroom of the tavern.
A lady?
Aye. She gave me a gold piece to guide her here.
You are the greatest liar in France, Tabari. If you lie now, I shall kill you.
On my sacred honor as a thief. Go.
Excuse me, my friends. Lady Catherine.
Master Villon, was it you who wrote me these words? If I were king, ah, love, if I were king, what tributary nations I would bring to kneel before your scepter.
And to swear allegiance to your lips, your eyes, your hair. Beneath your feet, what treasures would I fling? If I were king, if I were king.
Why do you write these words to me, Master Villon?
Because I am in love with you.
Then would you do something for me, for France?
Anything.
I have learned that our Grand Marshal Thibault would sell France and open the gates of Paris to the Duke of Burgundy.
What can I do?
Kill him.
I will do it for you and for our country. But, dear lady, give me a plume to wear, a banner beneath which I can fight.
What can I give you?
A rose. One red rose which you have touched.
In my world, a rose is a symbol of love, Master Villon.
That is the banner which will make me invincible, dear lady.
Red rose on the beach, tell the love I love least, who knows. Red rose. Love I love best, love is a
Master Villon.
I am a king now, dear lady.
So, Thibault, is your life or mine?
Stop!
Stop! This is none of your concern, stranger. This man is an enemy of the king's, and he shall die.
The king orders you to stop.
What?
I, Louis the 11th, order you to put down your swords.
Your Majesty.
Yes, Master Villon. I am his royal nincompoop.
I did not know, sire. But I would have said it even to your face. For I am a king, too. The king of the thieves.
Guards! Arrest this man and have him brought to the palace immediately. So, Master Villon, with your beard shaved off, with a bath for the royal valley, with silk and satin clothes, your own mother wouldn't recognize you.
Sire, why have you done this?
You said you could do better than I as a king. Very well. For 24 hours, you are appointed Grand Marshal. You have the power of the crown.
For 24 hours? And what happens after that, Your Majesty?
Why, you shall be hanged as a common thief.
But a king for a day.
However, Master Villon, I love good sport. I'm told your eyes have fallen on Lady Catherine of our court. Now, if you can win her hand in 24 hours, you need not keep your appointment with the gallows. Huh?
24 hours is hardly time.
Huh? When I heard you boast, you were the greatest lover in France.
I am.
Ah, look, there in the courtyard, your lady love. Go to her. You are the Grand Marshal of France. Surely she will have no objection to you now.
24 hours. Catherine or the gallows. And as my banner, a rose. One red rose.
Return for the second act of The Vagabond King in just a moment. Right about now, the busiest season of the year is starting for an old friend of yours, one whose visits you look forward to the year round, your mailman.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown. I've got a special delivery for you from your son in training camp.
Oh, wonderful. I've just finished wrapping his Christmas package.
Well, I'm glad you're mailing it early, ma'am. From now on, the mails are going to get more and more crowded.
Yes, I know. Must take a lot of planning to handle that tremendous extra load.
Yeah, it sure does. Why, post office officials and railroad representatives have met weeks ago to make their plans. Extra schedules were set up for the busiest runs. Extra sections of trains were planned and additional cars allocated to regular trains. Believe me, it takes a lot of doing to move mountains of mail in a short time.
Well, I think it's wonderful the way the post office and the railroads can expand their service that way. A lot of the fun would sure go out of the season if the railroads weren't around to help Santa Claus do his job.
Yes, during the busy holiday season and all through the year, 95% of all mail moving from one city to another moves by railroad and moves swiftly, dependably, and safely. Just consider the mail you got this morning. Maybe it was a postcard or a letter, a package or a publication. But regardless of what sort of mail it is or where it's from or how miserable the weather, the railroads and the railway mail service get the mail through to you. And just as surely, they see to it that your letters get to your loved ones with all possible speed and dependability. Yes, for your mail, as well as for most everything else you eat, wear, buy, or use, you can depend on America's railroads. Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of Rudolph Frimmel's The Vagabond King, starring Gordon MacRae as Francois Villon and Mimi Benzel as the Lady Catherine.
I have come to you, sire, as the new Grand Marshal to plead for the life of Francois Villon.
Villon? Why plead for that scoundrel?
Because he tried to kill a traitor who deserved to die. He risked his life because a woman asked him to.
But why does it concern you, Lady Catherine?
I was that woman. Please, Your Grace, spare him.
I have already granted what you ask. Villon is not in prison. He's as free as, as free as I am. But I ask a favor in return.
Yes?
A gift of your company. The sight of you close by, the sound of your voice, the perfume of your hair. Today, all day.
Monsieur.
I think I understand why Villon loved you. In fact, I think I may be falling in love with you myself.
So soon, monsieur? We have just met. Tomorrow, perhaps, but...
No, tomorrow I shall be immortal. I cannot wait. 24 hours from now, I have an appointment with a very insistent fellow.
Not today, monsieur.
When you say not today, I would ask you then, will your beauty ever be quite so fair again? When you frown and look down, let me ask of you, can I ever love you more than today I do? Tomorrow is too far away. Tomorrow is long to delay. Tomorrow, today will be only a memory. Tomorrow, tomorrow is still out of reach. So borrow.
Who wishes to see me?
A girl of the streets, one of the rabble, sire. A girl from the Furcone Tavern.
I wish to see this girl. Bring her in.
Very well, sire.
You'll forgive me, dear Lady Catherine. This will only take a moment.
Oh, Monsieur le Grand Marshal, I come to find what has become of Master Francois Villon.
Two women in one day plead for the life of this gutter snipe? What do you care what happens to this fellow?
Because I love him, sire.
Love him? Why?
I cannot tell. He believes in nothing. He laughs at everything. Here is what he believes, sire.
Never try to bind me. Never hope to know. Take me as you find me. Love and let me go.
You get?
How did you know my name? You're Francois. Francois Villon.
Yes, you get. Lady Catherine, do not turn away. It is true. But even a thief is capable of great love.
I am grateful to you all the days of my life, Master Villon. but you must never speak of love again. Good day.
Lady Catherine. Well, you get... I have gambled and lost.
No.
But today still lives. If I am a king, Huguette, I shall act like one. Huguette, spread the word. Among all the beggars and the thieves, all the rabble of Paris town, we shall attack the Duke of Burgundy. We shall make a tattered army to drive him from our gates. Guards, here is an order from your Grand Marshal. Throw open the prisons. The vagabonds will make Paris free.
Onward, onward, swords against the foe. Forward, forward, the lily banners go. Songs of France around us, break the chains that bound us down, down, down with Burgundy.
Master Villon, I do not like greeting you as you stand on the gallows, but I've come to like you, you scurvy vagabond.
A bargain is a bargain, sire. I did not win the lady, and so I must hang.
But you have saved Paris.
I'm not afraid to die, your majesty. Besides, I've lost my reputation as the greatest lover in France. Why should I live?
Sire, I wish to marry this man. I offer myself in marriage to Master François Villon.
Catherine.
You love this beggar, Lady Catherine.
I love him, Your Majesty.
Oh. You know, I have been a great thief in my time. But I have accomplished the greatest robbery of all when I stole your heart, Lady Catherine.
Love me tonight.
My heart is crying.
Now,
my plume of courage. This has made me strong, has made me invincible, and I am indeed a king.
On the arrows, the winds blowing, as
our charming guest, Mimi Benzel, will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Abba Jerset, who was Huguette, to Francis X. Bushman, who was King Louis XI, to Lou Merrill, and to our entire company. The Vagabond King, with book and lyrics by W.H. Post, Brian Hooker, and Russell Janney, and music by Rudolph Rimmel, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at the same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
What do America's railroads mean to you? A very good answer to that question is given in a fascinating new picture book by Merle Armitage, published last week. In the book entitled The Railroads of America, Mr. Armitage says, in part, without the railroad's vast mileage and powerful equipment, there would be no American industrial and agricultural economy, no high standard of living, no ability to outproduce the world in wartime emergencies, and no vacations hundreds of miles from home that are today enjoyed by millions. The railroads are a gigantic production line, without which the plant comes to a full stop.
Thank you, Marvin. And now, folks, here again is our lovely leading lady, Mimi Benzel.
Thank you, Gordon. You know, it's always fun falling in love with you on the railroad hour.
Thank you, Mimi. Wasn't I a devil, though?
Oh, well, Gordy, what's on the show train for next week?
We're heading straight for the holiday season with, well, give a listen. Toyland.
Babes in Toyland.
That's right, Mimi. All the storybook characters will be right here with us. And lovely Lucille Norman will be here, too, to help us sing that unforgettable Victor Herbert score.
Well, all of us kids from 7 to 70 will be listening.
Good. Good night, Mimi. You're wonderful.
Good night, Gordy.
All aboard.
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night and the delightful Babes in Toyland, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
The Vagabond King was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of The Miracle of Fatima. Our choir was under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music was prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Until next week, this is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, the voice of Firestone features Barbara Gibson on NBC.